Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Art Trails Open Studios returns October 12 and 13 and October 19 and 20 all over Sonoma County. Before that, you can get a preview of the Sonoma County Art Trails with an exhibit opening on Friday, September 27th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Now, I am here with Sebastopol Center for the Arts Executive Director Anjana Uttarid and Board Chair Jim Maresca. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Charlie.
So, Art Trails, obviously, it's been going on for, what, 35 years?
35 years, and Amazing. We have 140 artists.
Perfect. And these are open studios all over Sonoma County?
It crosses the entire county.
You got it. And this preview exhibit that's happening at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts is kind of a...
Each artist contributes a piece. And so one of the ways to see which artist you might want to visit is to come to the reception, September 27th, Friday, at 6 p.m. on High Street in Sebastopol at our Center for the Arts building, and look through all of the art. And that way you can decide which artists you like and might want to go visit.
Sure, absolutely. And they'll be a little let you know where those artists are going to be at and all that kind of good
stuff.
There's
a catalog with a map.
Right.
And it'll tell you right where they are.
Perfect. Tell us maybe, Anjana, about what's special or what's unique or what's new or what's happening with Art Trails this
year. I like to always highlight the new artists that participate. And this year we have 14 new artists. And I want to share their names because I think it's really important to welcome everyone in and for our audience to go out and visit them. I'd like to welcome Sandy Young, Sean Wood, Karen West, Michael Rosen, Patricia Riley, Evelyn Nitzberg, Clark Mitchell, Paula Matzinger, Lucy Liu, Chris Landwehr, Valinda Kairis, Harry Frank, Monica De La Fuente, and Patrick Amiot. Very excited to have them come on board.
Very nice. Yeah. And how many artists all told are involved?
140.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people. A lot of hard work goes into the planning of it. You'll see the blue signs all over the county. Follow them. Pick up a catalog at the center if you don't have one. And just get your friends, get your family together. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, we were just told that one of your staff here gathers her high school alumni friends, and they go out together to visit studios.
Right.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's a great group activity, right?
Yeah.
It's and those weekends, October 12 and 13, and then October 19, 20, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days at where the artists will have the
That's
studios
correct.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's free.
Yes, free.
And it's free, and most of the artists have refreshments at their studios.
I bet they look forward to it just as much as we do.
Oh, they do. It's a great time to hear the inspiration behind the artwork, talk to the artists, how long they've been doing this work, and what really moves them. So it's a very special time, and I know these weekends are blocked out for not just for Sonoma County residents. People come from all over to visit, and we're just so proud and happy to showcase them.
Perfect. How do you pack 140 artists worth of work into the Sebastopol Center for the Arts for this preview exhibit? Must be jammed in there.
We have a big gallery.
Well, it's a big gallery.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And each artist only gets one piece for
sure.
But it's quite an exhibit. I saw it going up yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And we're talking paintings, photography, sculpture.
Sculptures.
I mean,
yes.
what are
fiber?
Yes.
Yeah.
All mediums. Yeah.
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything you can think of.
Turned wood, just about any kind of art or craft you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this exhibit opens with that reception Friday, September 27th.
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m. to 9 mm-hmm. p.m. And then it'll also be, I assume, on display.
Yes, throughout the weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of visitors who like to start their tour by going to the center and looking at the artists so they can choose the artists they want to go see.
Even on the weekend.
Weekends, yeah.
Perfect.
The exhibits are open on the weekends during the Open Studio program.
It's probably like a good center point, too, right?
It is.
Stop in Sebastopol, and then you kind of go anywhere you want.
Exactly. And it's just a wonderful experience. You know, our audience opening nights, we've garnered up to 300 people, and we expect the same every year. And so come early, have fun, and enjoy great art.
There you go. Well said. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Now check out that exhibit on Friday, September 27th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.